Welcome to Highly Political, a podcast where two passionate ladies smoke weed, talk politics, laugh, and sometimes cry. With special guests from the world of comedy, cannabis, and politics.
We haven't worked on Capitol Hill, but that's okay. We're paying attention, and so should you.
We want you to be informed, like little democracy angels. So pack your bowl, grab some snacks, and let's get into it. And remember, when they go low, we get high. Today we're smoking blue cookies. It's the baby of Girl Scout cookies and blueberry, a strain with some earthy tones and a light berry scent that provides a more cerebral high.
Americans are getting out to vote like never before as we hold on to our optimism with just 13 days until this election.
New Jersey and Montana have marijuana on the ballot, and we want them to just say yes to drugs.
Our queens of the week are saving dolphins, but the assistant U.S. attorney isn't saving anybody but himself by resigning because A.G. Barr is a dirty dog.
Woof! All right, T. Light it up!
Oh my god. Blue cookies.
I don't recall if I've ever had this strain.
I feel like I have. I picked it up in a new dispensary in Hollywood. They had a really good deal for first time. It was like buy one, get one 50% off. So I'm like, oh, let me get some
Blue Dream and Girl Scout cookies? Is that what?
I believe so. And I asked the gentleman working there, I believe his name was Darius. Darius, you know, for a recommendation on a hybrid indica dominant strain. And he showed me blue cookies. I can't remember what the other one was, but I was, you know, wasn't sure. And then he told me to smell them. And I was like, blue cookies it is, because that shit smells fire.
The blue cookies smelled so good, you guys. Woo!
Yeah, it smelled really good. So that's why I picked it.
Wait, what strain is indica dominant? Girl Scout cookies? Right. We don't know. We don't have this lineage. We're going to look it up, and you'll find out in the intro.
Yeah, it'll be in the description. Future us will tell y'all.
T, how's mushroom?
Oh, my mushroom journey is going well. I am on, I took dose 3 today. So again, it's 10 doses over 30 days, every third day. I'm definitely feeling a little bit like already like an edge off of some of my anxiety, specifically like during the night. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm sleeping a little bit better and just a little bit more like focus.
Nice.
Well, yeah, it just helped me like I guess feel a little bit more productive, which in turn makes me feel less anxious because the things that I was like avoiding doing, I would get anxious about, you know.
That is the tale as old as time. Mm-hmm. It really is. If you've read self-help books, or I don't think they're called self-help anymore because that's, I don't know what they're called, motivational books.
Right.
That's the key. You gotta go. You gotta do.
You know, it's like there's like that meme. It's like, you know, I'm doing something that took me a minute that I avoided for like 6 months.
That's, yeah, me too. Story of my life.
So, yeah, so just being a little bit more motivated and focused. So I'm enjoying it so far. I haven't had any negative effects. And like I said, I'm just trying to eat more clean, not drink, though I have drank socially. But I'm just like, you know, like normally I would have like a couple glasses of wine at home or something. So I'm not really doing that. And trying to sleep better. So, and also I've been trying to do more like meditations.
Have you been sleeping better though? I mean, it's only day 3. Or no, it's day 9, right?
It's day 9, yeah. So, yeah, I have. I feel like I have been sleeping better. I haven't been waking up. Because like, I would normally wake up a couple times during the night. So now if I wake up, I wake up more towards like 6 or like 5 or something like, you know, more I would normally get up around 8 to like to start my day. Before I'd wake up at like midnight or like 3, like 6. So now I feel like I'm having longer bouts of sleep, and then I'm having remembering my dreams more too.
Oh my god, so cool. I've been having sleep panic attacks in my sleep.
It's the worst. That's like when I have my worst panic attacks is in the middle of the night.
Do you know that? I know that I get them, but I think they happen every once in a while. And I was telling Eric the other day, and he's like, oh yeah, you get them all the time. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, and I just come in and I just, you know, I'm like, it's okay, and you go back to bed and I can't remember. I agree with you, but I've been having these for 7 months and he just told me this week.
That's fair. I guess.
What the fuck?
Maybe he thought you knew about them.
I think maybe he did, but I thought I maybe did them
once
a week, maybe.
He was saying maybe. It's like once a night. Almost?
He's saying he said a few.
A
he
week.
Said the phrase a few.
Aww.
So
wow,
it's stressful out here, and also stressful because I'm not rich, so I can't. You know, find loopholes in my taxes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not that I'm looking for them, but I filled out something wrong for my 1095 for my Obamacare, and now I have to probably owe the state a little bit more money, so I had to fill out another form, et cetera, et cetera. Terrible. It drained me. It took, like, 40 minutes, but it is a very simple form, but you just have to read it over and over to make sure you don't do anything wrong. Math is involved.
Right.
It's a whole thing, which reminded me to just let everybody know once again that Trump is not smart. He's just rich and can hire people who can break tax codes and laws and get around them.
I mean, most of the people I know that have a decent amount of money always say they know a guy come tax season. Mm-hmm. So it's not surprising to me.
Oh, yeah. But people who are, you know, millionaires, they know the guy. They know the one who fucking is like the final V guy boss in the IRS video game.
I just made me think about this one time I went to H&R Block when I was serving and I end up like owing money. And the lady, like this sweet little lady, felt so bad for me. But it was like, you know, she was trying to be my guy and all she could do was like give me like a coupon for like... for like some for her service. She's like, don't tell anybody, but I was like, I didn't make any money. I'm poor. How do I owe them more? And she felt she was so sweet and she like her little hand, she was wringing her little hands, like just looking, oh well maybe this, and I was like, no, I don't have that. What about this? No, I can't even what she was offering me, but it was like like, oh, I'm so sorry. And looked around, left to her right. Here. So at least I got, I think it was like 20% off or something. I was still a little depressed.
A couple of years ago, I was owed $1. What the fuck? I don't even want it. I don't want a dollar. Just keep it.
Surprised there's not some like computer thing that says like if you owed back less than $100 that they just say like better luck next year.
You know what? Exactly. Yeah. The problem is that the IRS needs our money because they're not like the top funded agency because all these rich people have their hands and a lot of Republican Congress people have like ripped away tax rules.
Oh, I see.
So they need somebody's tax revenue. And they're not getting the fair share from the millionaires and billionaires.
America.
So, yeah. Also, Trump, during his town hall, said that $400 million is a tiny percent of his worth, which I don't believe. I saw your tax returns.
Yeah.
Also, don't be a dick, you know?
Right.
You think the average American does not make $400 million. You know, he's bragging about... it's fine.
Yeah, but that's why a lot of his people like him, because they think he's like a great businessman, billionaire, so great with money. So, of course, he's going to go out there and, like, I don't know, make a
brag.
Big deal about that.
It's he's just, a bragger. I mean, these delicious peanut butter wafer cookies Tiana has provided me, so you're going to hear some munching. But in, like, optimistic news, it's okay. There has been like early voting in droves and 28 million people have reported having had their ballots in already.
Oh, wow.
Which is huge from last general election. But also, you have to take into account COVID.
Right.
But so 28 million have already just early voted. Just for context, 138 million Americans voted in 2016. That is a low, low turnout. It's so low. It's like one of the lowest in modern history.
Damn.
So, you know what? It's because those low voting is a lot of people who are guilty that they didn't want to vote for Hillary, so they just fucking sat out. That's what I'm saying right now.
I just, I'm not surprised by that, but
yeah, but 28 million people are already out there voting, which is hopeful, amazing. I don't know if it's like if Democrats are coming up or people are.
Yeah, right. If it's just
both parties afraid of COVID.
It's exciting, but we also have to like not get too excited.
Oh yeah,
because so much can happen in the next couple of weeks.
There also could be a surge on Election Day of a bunch of Republicans.
Right.
So, God. We don't know what's happening, but it feels good. It feels nice that people are finally starting to realize where our democracy is crumbling down, so they want to participate in it as much as they can.
Where they still can.
While they still can. So.
Yeah, I hope we just get record numbers of people just overall turn out this election.
I think we will.
That will like restore a lot of faith and hope in the humanity of America for me.
I definitely have more friends talking about not just general, but the props, the measures, the ballots,
right,
and more, which awesome, amazing.
100%.
We're all taking part in it. And then,
I was just gonna say, you know, I guess another silver lining of just the time that people have now specifically to do that research and think about those things because of COVID and just being, you know, being pulled into being, I guess, in their minds more political than they've had to be in the past.
Yeah. And Biden's up in general, which is, we're going to, you know, be cautiously optimistic here. He's up in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania.
Ooh, Pennsylvania, that's big.
Mm-hmm. They all went red for the first time in 2016. Those are the three key battleground states.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Florida. But that's not the first time Florida went blue, but they're a key battle state. But yeah. And Biden's up. I saw today by like 6 to 7 points in each state.
Okay.
I think Pennsylvania will go to Joe because he's got those Northeast roots.
Right. I could see Pennsylvania going to Joe.
I really can.
Yeah.
And then, in Pennsylvania as well, 372,000 mail-in ballot applications were denied. Mm. People were sharing this and not really reading the article, I think. Because my friend sent it to me and was like, my friend should have given me all the information because it sounds scary, but it's not as bad as you think. Like, people lost their ballots, and so they applied for another one and were rejected, which I don't agree with.
Right.
But they can still vote.
They can still go in and vote, right?
They weren't denied voting.
Yeah, I guess because like the clickbait title of that kind of makes it sound like they sent in their absentee ballots almost.
And they were rejected.
Mm-hmm. And now they can't vote.
Yeah. And I mean, this might be a really difficult decision for some of those people. I'm imagining maybe most of them are compromised, maybe. Not most, but if they're doing their due diligence, they haven't gotten it or can't find it, that they're mailing out again, like, hey, right, I really want my ballot. Mm. I probably don't want to vote on election day for whatever reason.
Right.
I have asthma. I live with a senior citizen. Although normal COVID precautions that people have been throwing to the wind.
Yeah, damn.
So it's you know, voter suppression. Just
again, I just still can't believe like Columbus, or what people recognize as Columbus Day. I think I talked about this last time, as a holiday, but not Election Day.
Yep.
Like New Year's Day, the first day of the year.
Why haven't we changed that? You know what I mean? Like voters. The constituents, our public opinion though,
right,
is in favor for that.
Right.
And so we're just, you know, very vocal about this to our politicians, and they're some are just, nah, we're still gonna make it inconvenient to vote.
Right.
Fuck.
Especially for the working class, which is majority of America.
Yeah. Oh, I was listening. There's a staggering statistic.
Tell me.
God damn it.
Hi. I'm ready to stagger.
Okay. The numbers were something like, during pre-COVID, middle income households,
okay,
their their salaries were like slowly, like steadily increasing. They were on the up and up, basically.
Okay.
And you know, the economy has been doing well. Obviously, we're going to remind everybody that Trump inherited a wonderful economy that Barack Obama saved.
Yes.
But it's been 4 years, so we're going to have to fucking pretend to give credit where credit's due. But now COVID is making everything worse and shaky. So Hispanic families on average had, it was either 29 or 30,000 in savings.
Okay.
Cash in hand for emergency. They've lost their jobs, et cetera, et cetera. Black families was lower. I think the number was around 17 or 19,000. So those aren't exact. I can't quite remember, but the average white household has $189,000 on cash hand savings in case of an emergency.
What?
Those were the numbers.
Wow.
And it's because I would imagine millionaires,
right,
round up the average.
100%.
But that is a wild.
This is not funny at all. This topic is not hilarious, but Mike Sanders had a little mic malfunction.
It was proper. It was real bad timing. That's real bad timing. I'm like, the millionaires have the higher wealth. So, that was just a wild statistic.
That's like when we were talking about like white collar crimes that get prosecuted or convicted, and it was like 0.00001% or some bullshit like that. I was like, T, what do you think it is? I was like, I don't know, like 5%. He's like, laughed in my face, like, oh, you sweet little innocent angel.
No.
So yeah, that is crazy.
My jaw dropped. My mouth was agape. I couldn't believe it, because I was expecting maybe, okay, 65, 80, like in that range.
Right. And then I'm assuming, like, I don't know if they're the statistics of the people polled for this or where they got the numbers, if it included,
yeah,
like dual income households or single, you know, and if that added to some of the.
Yeah. You know. Well, there's always intersections, you know, with the class gap, but.
Wow.
Whew, that's staggering.
Well, let's talk about some positive things that are coming up in this election.
Yeah.
Well, first, in your home state.
Okay, we got my home state, the Garden State, home of Jersey Shore. Public question number one on the ballot: marijuana legalization amendment.
Whoop, whoop.
So the way this works is, I didn't realize this, because I registered to vote when we all did in New Jersey a senior year. Did you do that? You sit down and you register to vote?
No. I don't think so.
Really? Wow. Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Senior year, I remember. I was at least in a group of people and we registered to vote.
Now I feel like there might have been like some kind of drive. I don't know.
All high school should be doing this.
I'm trying to think what was your election going on your senior year?
No, I think if you turned 18 your senior year.
Oh, there we go. I didn't turn 18 until after I graduated high school.
Oh. Okay, well, eligible. However,
okay,
if you were.
That makes so much more sense. I was so confused. Like, yeah, no, I didn't turn 18 until the year afterwards.
Oh, there it is. But remember, I forget what prop it is on the ballot, but the one that allows 17-year-olds to vote.
Oh.
Mail-in and in the primaries before, if they're going to be 18 by election, by the general election.
Oh, okay, that's
so
right.
So I really hope that prop passes, because that's great. Because you would have been registered at least in your high school, you know?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And interesting. So anyway, back to my point. I've never really voted in New Jersey. We in California, we have initiatives, but the New Jersey state legislator can refer statewide ballots, but like the average person can't vote for the initiative. So they do a question poll. And if it's in favor of the question, then the state legislature could can make an amendment and pass it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I didn't really critically think about the pros and cons of the way we would do it. I think it's better the way we do it because it's straight to us.
Right.
This feels like kind of like an electoral college, maybe, kind of situation.
What's the question?
So should marijuana be legal?
Oh, that's just the question. Yeah. Okay, so it's a simple question like that.
Yeah, and then, so I'm thinking it'll go. I mean, we just want marijuana to be legal in every state, no matter what, just recreational, whatever the fuck. You could have pounds of it. Who cares? Okay? Just let it be legal.
Yeah, well, I hope that passes in New Jersey. And I kind of like that straightforward question. Should it be legal? And not, sometimes you're like, if I say yes on this, am I saying no, I hate it? You know?
That's true, because you get a little chunk of the legislation when you read the ballot. So it's worded and it's not layman terms. It's lawyered up terms.
Yeah, it's interesting. So another state that has cannabis on the ballot is a state Samantha will be visiting soon, Montana.
I'll be there soon.
She'll be there during the election.
I still can't tell if it was a good or a bad idea.
I can't decide if I think it's going to be good or bad for you either. Like, I'm kind of like, if God forbid.
Yeah, when I booked these tickets, let me just tell you, the world was in a different place, you guys, okay? I mean, there were protests, and then there were evil agitators who were ruining things in the news media, you know, things of that nature. Like the tensions of the country were on a slight build, but I was like, we're going to protest. We're going to get things done. It's going to be good, whatever. And now we got, right-wing terrorist groups trying to like kidnap the governor and state officials in Florida crowd surfing at a Trump rally.
Oh my God. Like,
the world is nuts. So now I'm just a little hesitant.
That's why, I mean, like, I'm not sure exactly where you're going to be when the, like...
Oh, I'm going to be remote.
Okay, so you might not get, like, the election results right away?
We're not going to. We're going to be far away from people.
Okay, so now I don't know how I feel about that for myself.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I thought about this too after.
Wait a second. So I'm just going to be out here. It's like, so wait, hold on. Y'all. Okay. So when do you think will be the first time I'm going to be able to talk to you after this?
On the 5th.
By the 5th?
No, we might not.
Might have fucking pulled my in case of emergency plan and be out of this goddamn country. Bitch. We're gonna have to come up with some kind of like plan, because
Tiana is crying right now and I am so sorry.
I'm not crying for tears, I'm crying for laughter.
Yeah,
but I didn't think like, oh, maybe the next day. I'm just gonna be, well, you know,
okay,
what?
Okay, but I think I'm going to get a satellite phone.
Please. I can see you like in the middle of the Montana wilderness on a satellite phone. Like, T? How many points, T? No, not Pennsylvania! I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't know. I don't know.
I don't think we're going to know because of all the mail-in. I think it's going to be a slow burn. Yeah.
Whew. Anyway, so Sam's going to be in Montana, apparently, off the grid. Just fucking pretending like she's in a parallel universe or some shit. While I'm back home fucking
true.
I'm just going to be, whew. Man, I hope I have a mushroom dose on that day. Anyway, so Montana, there's two separate measures, CI 118 and I 190. One would establish a legal cannabis market for adults in the state, while a separate constitutional amendment would stipulate that only those 21 and older could participate in the program. It would legalize the possession of cannabis for adults over the age of 21, improvising a 20% tax on sales, requiring the Department of Revenue to develop rules to regulate cannabis business, and allowing for the resentencing or expungement of cannabis-related crimes. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. A federal prosecutor appointed by President Trump issued a statement on Monday that urges Montana voters to consider the risks of approving cannabis legalization on their November ballots. He doesn't come out like and explicitly say like no on this, but he tells them that they should reject the proposal and that enacting this policy change would have numerous consequences, such as increased traffic fatalities, harms to children. And he also claims cannabis is addictive and peddles the gateway drug theory. I don't know about you, but most of the drugs I've tried, it's been because of alcohol was that gateway drug.
Oh my God. And alcohol is the gateway drug for coke. 100%.
I mean, I feel okay. Like for a lot of drugs.
Yeah, but first anecdotally, I'm saying. Yeah. So,
yeah,
you know. So it's kind of the same language that California was using 6 years ago-ish.
Yeah, and the thing when he goes that it could harm children, he specifically points to cannabis can no longer be used as a reason why you couldn't get custody of your children. Well, yeah, if it's decriminalized, it shouldn't fucking be a reason.
Yeah.
And then he also said that THC potency has increased over the years and that more people consume cannabis, or he said marijuana if it's legalized, and that casual cannabis consumption can increase the risk of severe complications from COVID-19.
Okay. First of all, okay. So the COVID-19 that Montana is, their record on COVID is awful. In general.
Right.
I don't know. The state legislature, although they have a cool senator, John Tester. He's a Democrat. I like him. That's just bullshit.
Yeah. It's just like fear propaganda. And some prohibitionists in the state got like a lawyer to prepare a lawsuit to be filed before the Supreme Court against the statutory adult use legislation measure, arguing that it violates state law by including provisions that would appropriate funds to specific programs. So it's already on the ballot because like they're trying to get it off the ballot, but obviously early voting has already started. So it's already on the ballot. People already voted for it. So if anything, if they won this lawsuit, it would just make the votes not count. But, you know, in right now, 49% of respondents surveyed this week said that they support the policy change, with 39% opposed and 10% remaining undecided. But some of the money that would be generated is like mostly going to environmental conservation programs.
Oh my God, please, 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 Montanians.
Right. So in addition to cannabis revenue earmarked for land, water, and wildlife conservation programs, the proposal aims to send funds to veteran services, substance misuse treatment, healthcare, and local governments, with the rest already being paid to the general fund.
Great.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, Montanians?
I have no idea.
The fine folks in Montana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm a politician.
You never know. I mean, I'm pretty sure never. But they vote yes on I-190 and CI-118.
Do it.
And these prohibitionists, like, I think the group that these prohibitionists were is called like Wrong for Montana or something. So they just like go off on like things they think is like wrong for Montana.
So wait, the judge said that it's a gateway drug. It harms children.
The federal prosecutor. Yeah, he said it's a gateway drug. It harms children. And like one of the things that he to like how it harms children is like in custody battle cases, like
right.
Cannabis use can no longer be like what stops them from getting custody of their children.
As a product of a divorced childhood, if my parents were smoking weed, maybe they would have been a little bit chiller,
right?
Less anxious,
right? And if again, I think it's like anything, I mean, alcohol is a legal substance, and if somebody abuses alcohol, it still will be used against them in a custody battle.
You know, drugs are just drugs.
Yeah, it's just fear mongering, right? So I just thought that was just like an interesting twist, you know, that it's, again, the headline is like, hurt children. And you, like, you go in like, and if, you know, by if you, like, in custody. So I don't know. It was just very interesting. And then the whole COVID-19 is like, okay, where's the proof to that? You're just saying stuff out here to freak people out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, that's like, you know, with your lung capacity, you shouldn't smoke, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're
I'm sure this guy wasn't like, somebody came up to him and was like, oh my God.
Oh yeah. Right.
Look at this. Like, staggering report. Like, no. So yeah, so hopefully Montana gets it together, and they I mean, sounds like the people want it, so
yeah. And New Jersey, just vote yes on question one.
I like it.
We keep it simple. Yeah, currently, I don't know if I've mentioned the pod before, but the drug laws, the marijuana laws in Montana right now are spooky. Mm. In this Halloween season, I'm not bringing any even edibles on the plane. Nope.
Fair.
So
I will probably be
fucking with my satellite phone.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna have to take, I don't know, man.
You gotta go to, like, you gotta hang with somebody.
It's like everybody's like talking about having like an election day or a voting plan. Like, I need like an election day results plan.
Yeah.
Support group.
Yeah. See, I want to be out in the woods and try to live in the moment, so I don't have another panic attack like I did in 2016.
Mm. You know what that sounds like? Kind of sounds like how earlier we were talking about like procrastination and how you keep like putting stuff off, and then you just have a giant panic attack once you finally like submit to the reality or do what you need to do. So I'm just saying, maybe you should get that satellite phone and call me.
Wow, Tiana, look who's fear mongering now.
No, that's called manipulation. I'm just manipulating the truth to elicit a certain emotional response from you, and it seems like it's working.
All right, well, Tiana's trying to shake the Montana out of me. I'm going. Because it's funny, because every other day, I'm just, like, today, the air in Los Angeles was awful today. Mm. What was going on? I can't wait to breathe in that fresh,
crisp
Glacier National Park air. Mm. See a wolf.
Ooh.
Mountain lion.
Hopefully from afar.
From afar. Well, I've said this on the pod multiple times. I am afraid of bears. Whew.
She's been telling me. She's prepared, though. Don't worry, guys.
Oh, my God. The U.S. attorney. The assistant U.S. attorney. This is just a tidbit. But just the growing list of people leaving this administration. Philip Halpern. Not to be related to... Halpert, oh, it's Halpert Jim from The Office. I thought that was the same last name.
Yeah, for a second, I thought his name was Phil. And I was like, oh, wait, no, it's Jim.
No, it's Jim. But Halpert, but I'm wrong. Anyway, he was on Lawrence O'Donnell the other night. And he was on the Justice Department for 36 years. He's the Assistant U.S. Attorney General Barr. But he's left because he cannot... sit by and work for a man who continues to politicize the department and is a lapdog for the president.
Wow.
So the Attorney General of the United States, as we know, is Trump's little bitch.
I mean, that's like a very specific move and statement to make specifically this close to the election, and to really show people, like, this is not a joke. He said what? He's a 39-year...
36 year, yeah.
30. I mean, like, you've been doing this, you know?
This guy worked for the Justice Department longer than we've been alive. What the fuck?
That's right.
Maybe he just, you know, needed this excuse. Maybe for Philip Halpern, he needed a lapdog AG to leave.
He wasn't sure, like...
I'm finally free. I got
it. When he could put his 2 weeks in, like, now they're going to need me. I mean, we kind of need you more than ever now, bro, but I see what your statement is saying something, right? Sadly, a lot of people have been trying to warn us and make these same statements, and everybody's just like, whatever, QAnon.
No. I remember in the beginning when the first person to resign from Trump was, it was like an ethics council or something for the administration, right? Or for, I don't know, some guy. Mm. Basically, he was in charge of like ethics in the administration, and if they're following the rules and And he was the first one to resign, and he wrote a long letter. And my naive younger self thought, oh, this is going to get him. That was like 3 years ago.
So I'm just thinking about my three years ago, all the things I didn't think were possible.
And the thing is, my first thought was, no, don't go. Stay.
Right, right.
And this is like power begets power. Like these people are leaving, and then Trump's just filling the positions with people who don't care, clearly underqualified.
Don't have integrity.
Yep. And you know, we'll end an uptick somehow, but somehow we'll find it. But as I've been lamenting about single-use plastics and wrappers, during COVID, use has gone up, and the Ocean Conservancy has now put food wrappers as the most pollutant on the beaches. Cigarette butts were number one for many years, but they were beat out.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that makes sense.
Do some beach cleanups. I need to do a beach cleanup.
I did a beach cleanup one time, and they like turned it was like a team building thing. So there was a couple. We had like different groups. You know, they turned into like a contest, and you had to like write down like how many cigarette butts you found, how many like pieces of maybe like utensils. And I would be like, cigarette butt, cigarette butt, cigarette butt. My team started to get kind of irritated with me for like calling it out every time. I was like, first of all, don't steal my joy. What is wrong with me being joyous in this moment? I was like, I'm excited. I found another one. I mean, it's sad that I'm keep finding them, but the point is to find them, right?
You want to win. Yeah. You want to win that game.
And I think we lost by just a couple things. And I was like, maybe if you hadn't tried to stifle my joy, I would have found more. So basically what I'm saying is when we do our beach cleanup, and
call out all the trash you want.
Another fork.
Then I'll just be behind you. People.
But it was
bring your forks home.
But it was crazy because just the list of the stuff they had, you know, before we started the cleanup, I was like, okay, yeah, we're going to find articles of clothing. I was like, what? We actually found some of the stuff that I really was mocking. Like, there's not going to be this year. It's a lot of trash. And then they were just talking about how, like, after it rains, how there's even more trash because everything like goes through like the gutters and stuff and ends up at the beach, and that like you should not go to the beach like after it's rained because the water is like hella gross.
Yep.
Pollution.
So yeah, you know, people clean your local beaches, do a local beach cleanup. I haven't done one in a while, but we will get back to them.
We will. Well, speaking of the oceans and people who care about marine life, I think it's time to introduce you to our queens of the week.
Queen of the week, queen of the week, it's the queen of the week.
They are Walt Conti and Roger Holzberg from Edge Innovations. I'm sure you have no idea who they are. Neither did I until today. But these gentlemen are engineers and work in animatronics, and who have made a dolphin that is kind of scary, lifelike.
Yeah, not quite at full capacity, but.
But I mean, for a fucking dolphin, like
it looks
robot,
like a dolphin,
and it's swimming and like. Anyway, their aim is to use these dolphins in, you know, marine parks instead of, you know, stealing and breeding marine life.
Abusing.
I don't know if y'all seen Blackfish.
Ooh.
Really opened my eyes to some things I was like, you know, things that you're just so accustomed to that you have to pause and also be like, yeah, why did I think it was okay Shamu was in this fishbowl?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Because when you're a kid, you're not thinking about that stuff.
Why would you question that? You
and
know?
It's such manufactured happiness.
Yeah.
And it's so creepy.
So, you know, and apparently they, it was just, again, the amount of time and life that these men have devoted to making this dolphin robot was just so intriguing to me. Because, again, in this series of careers Tiana just didn't realize existed is, who knew?
Not me.
Who knew fucking Walt and Roger were spending, I'm telling, they're spending at least 40 hours a week at the, you know, but they seem excited. So they seem like they'd be spending like 60 hours a week making these robots.
They're just on the phone all hours of the night, zooming, trying to do stuff. Their wives
showing like, babe, look at this dorsal fin. like, okay. But yeah, they already have them slotted to go in a marine park that's being built in China. And they hope to make like great white sharks and even like Jurassic versions.
No, the great white shark, I need to do it.
Yeah, you got really excited when you saw I should stay on the little like now this news type of video. And when they said that they're going to be sharks, she's like, ugh! And then when I said they're going to be, like, dinosaurs, she's like, ugh! And I was like, fucking get it, Walt and Roger. So.
I did, you know, if I'm just being realistic here, and the fact, because, like, China is such a rapidly developing nation, that it's like, yo, you know, they don't have the best record with animal rights. Like,
Right.
They're going to build up a bunch of sea worlds and they're going to be abusing some dolphins. So let's get those animatronic ones in
there. Well, sounds like they're going for sure. They could have those in places in like Hawaii instead of like real dolphins.
I agree and I want that but I feel like it just wouldn't feel the same swimming with them.
Of course it wouldn't feel the same.
But it might take the...
But it's like Coca-Cola doesn't taste the same without the Coke. It wants that in it.
Right. But I feel like the whole mist is the draw of that is being with the wild animal.
No, I agree. I mean, I swam with the dolphins one time in Hawaii, so...
Yo, I've never done that. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it was long before Blackfish ever came out, and I was conscious about that kind of stuff.
They did briefly touch upon those.
Yeah, I don't know if I would do it now.
I wouldn't do it now.
Well, anyway, thanks for the work you're doing, Walt and Roger.
Queens of the week.
Keep it up.
Yeah.
You know, we might be riding one of those dolphins in Hawaii one day. Who knows? Probably not, but...
If it's possible, you know.
It better be so expensive. It'd probably be more expensive than like seeing a real dolphin. So, on that note, now I got the serotonin high of dolphin ideas percolating in my brain. We should bid you all adieu. But before we go, we are excited to announce that we will now be doing 2 episodes a week. They'll be dropping on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
So look out for that.
We're shooting for the stars here. If forever, a few weeks down the line, we can't make one or whatever, just know, you just always still be on the lookout for those 2 days.
We're here for y'all.
We're here for you.
We're here for you. And you know, if you're feeling up to it, like, subscribe.
Tell a friend.
Leave a comment.
Tell a friend, you know?
Tell a friend. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening as always, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
See you then.